the AEW World Champion, Clash Champion, Chris Jericho.
The number one man in all of AEW, which means he's the number one man in my book in the world. Chris Jericho, the AEW champion, the first AEW champion, has reinvented himself again. He's the reverend of reinvention.
All right, guys, this is the Mastermind Bob Rogers with the FTW Future Focus. Again, we got everything straightened out, thank God.
Before we start, am I the only one that just picture Ty Longa when that music's playing when your show starts?
No, you're not. You're not.
I wasn't gonna say that.
Y'all had to go there.
I will admit that's why I play it every week.
Hey, listen, I'm the same way when Jeff Hardy's theme plays. So
I know. I said the same thing in that.
Yeah, it's okay. You think something different?
Listen, when it comes we to know fans, I don't play favorites.
Speaking of Jericho, though.
Oh, God.
That dude kind of disappointed me, though.
Why?
Did you see the tweet that he put out?
No, I didn't see it.
Man.
No, I didn't see it either.
Okay. I gotta say, and I would like all of you to comment on this too. It irritates the shit out of me when somebody tries to say all lives matter.
Man, yes.
And that is exactly what Jericho did on his tweet.
Oh, God. No.
I know that's disappointing for you, Ty. You might have to tie him up and get him in a room and straighten him out.
No.
If anybody can do it, it's him.
We ain't doing that this week. You know he got
if
a fight
anybody can do it,
Colt Cabana.
He definitely loses points. He definitely loses points for that comment.
He lost a couple points with me with that.
But he has to understand right now, Black Lives Matter.
Because here's my thing, everybody said all lives matter. Unless it said all lives matter, your life been mattering for years. Like, for a long time, it's been all lives matter except black.
The thing that kills me is, I know what people are saying, they're pushing the real matter off. They don't want to face their own demons. Well, I can't say their own demons, but a demon that could be associated with them.
Okay, I'll be there.
You know, I mean, it's a thing of, you know, when somebody screw up, and this is the way my family is, one of us grew up, my uncle, my dad, everybody. They don't care you share the last name, you share the blood vein. You screw up, you're going to hear it. Most people ain't like that. You know, it's, well, what about this? And, well, what about that? And, well, he was riding and it looked like he had a gun. Well, why is he doing that on his shoes when he's getting paid and he's kneeling? That doesn't make sense. Well, it's the most aggravating thing on earth because it's like they're pushing the problem off to make excuses. And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Maybe I'm just too sensitive to it.
No, but
I'd like to give you guys thoughts on that.
I'm with you on that. Jeff, I'm 1,000% with you on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm bothered with it too. But at the same time, you know, Jericho shouldn't have said that. I'm not mad at him for saying that. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
I'm kind of upset that he said that.
Yeah, I'm disappointed and a little bit upset. I was like, what? Why would you say something like that? But the whole taking him in the room, tying him up, straighten him out, I'm not going to do that. No.
Yeah, you're going to tie him up. You know you're going to tie that man up.
No, oh, my God. Lord. We went from talking about Jericho, All Lives Matter, to 50 Shades of First Lady.
Yeah. All Shades Matter.
All I can say is, man, Jericho just made the list.
Damn. My baby daddy had one job.
That's true.
He did make the list.
Now I'm going to have to do you know you're going to have to tie him up, but anyway.
Oh, God.
We know the truth.
The quicker you assess
I'm
going
to have to put
better.
Him in the doghouse now.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, seriously, do you know right now, there is basically in Indiana a changing of the guard. And I'm bringing up independent shows right now. A lot of these guys, remember we had our discussion, I think Tony and Ty was on the air at this time, and I was talking about how some of these promoters act and how some of these wrestlers act, and then they true colors come out, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Let me tell
you right now, the Crayola box has been opened big time.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
The Crayola box got open, and all the colors coming out.
All of it. Guys, that it's been a couple of guys I've done shows with that are just saying stuff that just made me like, really, dude? What? One guy by Lake Station, Illinois, up there by you guys, is he just basically buried his promotion by running his mouth. You had the dude with the knee on his neck that's supposed to have been a wrestler. He just screwed his career. I got a couple of guys I've personally done shows with that I'm sitting up here like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those moments where they do stuff you don't like, and it kind of gets you thinking, what the hell were they thinking?
Well, not only what the hell were they thinking, what the hell was I thinking, and why didn't I detect it?
Exactly. Had you detected this from the beginning, would you have worked with them, is the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the ring risking my life with these guys. You know what I'm saying?
But it's almost like you said, the box is open now. Like, when everything is all fine and everything, you know, you don't really see it. It's like when shit hit the fan and stuff start happening, that's when it start coming out. I had a couple friends, too, that, like, I even went back to the National Anthem thing, how pissed off they were that, like, we're not standing up for the National Anthem. It's like, you are, like, privileged. You don't go through what we went through. Like, for you, it was an insult, but... You're not going through what we're going through.
No.
Like, some people are indifferent about that. You know, like, even my uncle, like, back in 2002, when I was at a graduation, I didn't stand up then. And since he's a cop himself, he had an issue with me not standing. And I'm like, I wouldn't stand for it. I mean, because it's so... I don't feel that, you know, people understand that we can't stand for something that doesn't stand for us.
Hmm. So he had an issue with you not standing for the anthem.
Hmm? This is back in 2002 though. But I haven't stood for it for I haven't stood for an anthem since 2000. So
I'm just it's stuff like that that irritates the hell out of me. Like just for instance. All right, let's take Kaepernick. And one of my friends, she probably is listening. That girl is crazy. She is a conservative. That's her first part. No, I'm kidding. But still, she has a thing with Kaepernick. She has a very big thing with Kaepernick. She thinks, and she has this idea, because it's been spread, and that's what happens down there, unfortunately. A lot of this type of talk is spread that it is so disrespectful because people died for that flag, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But I'm looking at, number one, he got the idea from a guy that was overseas that was at war. To kneel during that time. So that, to me, that argument of disrespect is out the window. Okay, let's go to the next one. Well, he gets paid all that money to play football. Why is he sitting up there on company time, kneeling down and trying to make a statement? You should be ashamed of yourself. Well, my argument to this is, didn't the NFL approve to where players could sit up there and they could wear things that was against domestic violence on their socks and their shoes? Didn't they have a campaign that was against breast cancer? Didn't they have all of these other things that they could dress up for? So if you had no problem with that, why are you even trying to sit up here and use that as an example? Your problem is futile. Because if the NFL approves it, he's on the field wearing it. If they didn't approve it, he wouldn't be wearing it. So why do you got to beef with him? It's excuses. Instead of getting down to the problem of what it actually is, the actual problem is you have people that abuse their power, that go around doing things, and the easiest identifying party that they can do it to, they do it. We're all black people on here, so we are easy identifiable. They figure we got to work for a living. We don't have lawyers sitting in our back pocket, so we can't complain to nobody get something done like that. And they make money off of every arrest, every harassment, every stop. It's ridiculous. And why haven't we came together? Now, I will say this. South Carolina came together this year. I give them their props on that. Because they all said, hold on, we got Bernie Sanders and we got Biden. What we going to do? Okay, well, we need to organize and get Biden in there. All right, who's going to speak first? I'm going to speak and endorse him first. We've proven we can do it. Why the hell are we sitting up here not doing that when it comes to our elections, comes to the people that's on our boards, our school boards? Our local mayor, our local city councilman. Why are we not doing that? Can somebody answer me and tell me why the hell we're not doing that as a collective unit and getting these idiots out of office?
That's the biggest problem.
That is the biggest problem.
I'm so sick of seeing it. I mean, Indianapolis, perfect example. That's Chicago. I remember living up there. Every bear knew the snow better be shoveled when you go down that street. And the one thing you better do when you marry Chicago is to make sure that shoveling is right for that snow up there. Here, it's like everybody's mind is zapped and warped because they don't understand the concept of, number one, in my eyes, we have less snow down here and less land. Why isn't it cleaned up the way it is back home? But we don't have the money to do that. Get the damn money.
That's how far I live in St. Louis, to be honest with you.
I've never seen. And yes, it is. It's partly our own fault because we allow this to happen. It is partly our own fault. We allowed this to happen. We did not come together, join together, band together, and do something about it. But at the same time, when you got a main system that's sitting up here doing some crap, it should be taking care of itself. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Yep.
So how do we turn this corner? What is it going to look like? Are we really going to band together and start off by dealing with, you know, Cheeto Airhead number one?
Nope.
And getting him out and working our way down? Or are we going to stand there and forget about this by next month? And
probably,
be in the same boat.
Probably so. Probably so.
What can we do to prevent that, though?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't come together after Rodney King. We didn't come together after the Million Man March. I mean, after a while, everybody's going back to, I just got to get mine. And that's, you know.
I'm just afraid there won't be something to get if we keep going the way we are. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I forgot NXT TakeOver this weekend. Dang.
She already talking about NXT TakeOver.
Sorry, y'all. I'm multitasking. I'm watching Raw and all
the shows.
I was talking about how NXT TakeOver is this weekend.
Yeah, like I'm listening to you all and watching Raw.
Man, I'm listening to y'all watching Raw, and at 8 o'clock, I got a Sprint conference call, so I'm still be listening to y'all, but I might be quiet come 8 o'clock, though. Because we got to have a conference call.
I'm watching Raw, and I'm in the grid. It's just me, Chris, and Edward's in there now.
I'm listening to you all.
Well, I'm just literally all over the place and whatnot.
Well, let's do this. Tomorrow, there ain't no wrestling. We ain't got no wrestling tomorrow. Let's gather back tomorrow. Let's talk about some wrestling. And let's talk about some solutions to this shit.
All right.
I think that'd be good because it kind of gave everybody like everybody gonna have a day to think about it too. Like kind of think about what they like what they want to talk about.
Right on. Same time tomorrow. We'll go ahead and get together.
And hope I can
we'll
get
go ahead
and
do
this. And hope I can get Nicole on this too. Look, I really want. I'm hoping Nicole can join us tomorrow because I really want to hear her opinion on this everything as well.
Yeah.
Right on.
Wouldn't you agree, Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get her on here tomorrow. We're gonna discuss it. We're gonna continue this discussion tomorrow. This is the Mastermind Bob Rogers signing off of this edition of the FTW Future Focus. Tune in tomorrow. Look for it on Facebook because this is about to get interesting. We'll definitely see you guys in the future.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys.